The wait is finally over. Sean and Casey are here in studio today.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Welcome on in To The Point with Kristen Burt. And I have to tell you, these two have the best fans in the world. Because not only do they blow up their social media accounts, you've been blowing up my account for like a month, which is incredible. I love all of the support. Without further ado, let's introduce Sean Liu and Casey Rice.
What's up?
Hey. Hi, guys.
What's up?
This is incredible. The excitement, I've got to tell you, people were waiting in the chat room. They're like, it's going to start in like a few minutes. I've been watching it. It's really incredible, the ride, because I sit there and I was listening to you guys talk out in the hallway earlier, and you were like, we just want to create quality content. And I'm like, that was the last thing I was thinking about at 16.
Yeah.
But I love that the two of you really are very focused on your dance career.
Thank you. I mean, dancing means a lot to us, so that's kind of just where our heads at this point right now.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a lot happening too, and a lot of excitement. I know we've got the duels coming up. You are not on tomorrow's episode, but on an upcoming duels episode.
Yes.
That's what we can say for sure.
I believe.
Yes. All right, so I want to get started, because both of you, you know, being so young, were you both the type that was in the dance studio at 3, 4, 5?
Yeah.
All right, what was your first dance class, Casey?
So I started dancing when I was 4 and a half. And actually, before I started dancing, I did Taekwondo. And my whole family did it, but I really never really liked it. So my mom, like, put me in a hip-hop class, and I fell in love with it. And that's when I realized I wanted to do that for the rest
of
my life.
You were in a baby hip-hop class at 4 and a half?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's why we have all those cute videos of you out on YouTube. They're amazing.
I fell
down the rabbit hole today watching a few of them, and I'm like, who is this tiny little person? Like, just whoop, whoop.
That's my
hip-hop. We'll stop there. How old were you, Sean?
I started actually going to a studio when I was 4, too. Like, I started learning from a teacher when I was 4, and then I had my first tap solo when I was 4, and it was to a Lion King song, and then the moment I was able to shake my little tail on stage, I wanted to keep dancing. And then I, you know, started doing ballet and then hip hop, and then just went on from there.
Have you kept up with your tap?
No, but I do miss it a lot.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like a lot of kids, I think, I started with tap too.
Yeah.
Like I did it for like a year, then kind of went right into ballet and jazz and everything else. And then it fell by the wayside. I picked it up for a couple of years, but then I never. And
yeah.
It's such a great art form. It's hard.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you tap?
I used to a lot, and it was actually my favorite style. And which I do miss it a lot, but it's just hard because, like, there aren't many tap classes anymore that you could go and train.
Yeah.
But I love it so much.
I mean, it's still, like, I think it's still in our blood because we started with it.
Yeah.
And we've done it for so long. But I wouldn't say that I can, like, compete in a tap competition.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not out there at the World Tap Championship.
Right. Exactly.
But maybe you guys in the future will do a tap duet.
Hey.
I'm throwing it out there.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Come on, that'd be kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah. Whoa. That'd be pretty crazy. That'd be pretty crazy.
I kind of want to see it now. When did you really know? I'm going to start with you, Sean. When did you really know that this was something beyond just like a recreational class, or when you're just like, hey, I'm going to do this. This is my soccer, my football, my whatever.
Well, ever since I was a little kid, you know, TV wasn't really, like, my thing. Like, I never really, really liked TV. I never really liked to play video games, all that kind of stuff. It was just more listening to music. Music was always, like, something that was in my blood. And, you know, I used to grab my SpongeBob radio, and I used to always put my CDs, and I would always try to recreate my sister's old competition pieces when I was little. So music was just always in my life since I was born. And ever since that, I kind of want music to be involved in my entire life. And that's kind of when dance came in, and then I realized that it was the perfect, like, platform for me to use music and, you know, take advantage of it and use it to inspire the world or, you know, change it.
Yeah. Or you know, I also think sometimes when you're just going through stuff, sometimes, like, going to a dance studio and just dancing it out is the greatest,
it's the greatest
therapy
feeling
in the world.
It's the greatest feeling in the world, yeah, for sure.
You're like, I had the worst day. Let me just go dance it out.
Yeah.
Now, how about for you, Casey? Because, you know, I sit there and I think, Katy Perry, like, work, hello. Can we throw up that little photo? Because she's so tiny and cute.
Oh, yeah.
It's under work.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't pull up the video. There it is. The little neon, yeah.
This move right here.
Work. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Come on, Casey.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's crazy. Like, I did start, like, at a very young age. And I think ever since, even before I started dancing, like, it was just always inside of me. So when I took my first dance class and I took these competitions, like, the first year I had one dance that I would do at competitions, and the moment I got off stage, I was like, I want to keep doing this. Like, where's the rest of my dances? And like, I just continued to, find love for dancing, and I'm so happy that I'm able to do it, and I have like the body to do it, and it's just one of those things that you can't explain how much you love it. It's just like
so much joy.
Yeah.
When Katy Perry did tweet this out, were you ready for this explosion? Because
I mean,
I was watching video today of her like on CNN, and you're so tiny, and your voice is so tiny, but it's so cute.
Yeah, I definitely didn't expect it. I mean, I was like a competition dancer, mm-hmm. so it was just a competition dance, and we put it up on YouTube just for fun, and it was just kind of like one of those fluke things. Like, it just happened, and when it happened, like, I remember it was one of my fans who commented on my photo, like on Instagram. I was like, "Hey, Katy Perry just tweeted your solo." So I was 10 at the time, so like I really didn't understand the whole thing. So I told my mom, I was like, "Hey, my fan just said that Katy Perry tweeted it." So we looked it up, and we're like, "No, it has to be like a fake account."
Yeah.
But
right.
Then we looked it up, and it was the actual thing. And my parents, I think, were more like not freaked out, but like excited about it than I was. I was just like, "Oh, okay, cool." But they were like, "Oh my gosh, this is huge." And then ever since then, like, it's just been a crazy ride. I'm so thankful for
it. It'll always be your calling card. I mean, you've got many more calling cards, but I love that you're literally like, I was the cute little one from work.
Right.
It's just amazing. Now, how many years have you guys known each other?
Too long.
Too long. I know. This is like the, we love each other. Some days
years.
We're annoyed.
Six
with each
years.
Other. Six yeah. years.
Yeah. One, six.
Did you guys meet through I'm a Beast or outside of that?
Outside of that. We met through competing against each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We both started as competition kids. And so then we met at like a competition. I think it was Star Power.
Yep.
And,
it was Showstopper.
Oh, Showstopper. Showstopper. There you go. And then we took like this really awkward picture together. And then that's when...
Is that when the friendship began?
Yeah. I mean, we started bumping into each other in a lot of classes, like in L.A. And and then I was like, I'm seeing you too often not to know your name. So, like, then we got closer, and then we became friends. And then these past couple of months or even past year, we gotten pretty close.
What is it about the friendship that works? Because I think, you know, oftentimes you can be friends, but you can't always work together. It doesn't always work. And I think that's really important as a part of your partnership here.
Yeah. it's funny because before we even decided to, like, dance together, we kind of just, we were friends. And then the more we started to work with each other, it was kind of just this natural, you know, I think, like, working with her, when I first started working with her as, like, a duet, she kind of, like, reminded me, like, why it's so much fun to create and why it's so much fun to dance and all that kind of stuff. And so I was like, I never want to, like, stop that feeling. And so that's when I kind of started to, you know, I was like, we have to do more and we have to create more. And that's kind of where my mindset was at. And it was just this... Nothing felt forced. Nothing felt, you know, pushed. Nothing felt unnatural. Everything
it's organic.
Everything felt super organic. And it was kind of for the best because when you see the work that we put out together, it doesn't come off fake or it doesn't come off, it doesn't come off for the... like we're doing it for the wrong reason.
It's very authentic, and I think that that's really important. The movement's authentic, but also the feeling is authentic, and that's why people are gravitating. Mm-hmm. What is it about Sean that you adore?
Well, when we first started becoming more of like a duet, it was about a year ago, and he asked me to do this video with him called Wrong Words, and it was such a powerful message, and it was like an incredible experience just getting to work with him and be able to see how he works as well. And I think when we first started, like, I didn't say a lot. I would just be like, okay, yeah. And he would just tell me, like, what to do, and I would do it. But ever since, like, when he asked me if I wanted to do WOD with him, like, we grew closer, and we were able to work together rather than him, like, just saying.
We learned a lot about each other that we can't. forget about.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's important, though. You having a voice and is really important, and I think it's important for you to hear it, too, because that's the way the partnership succeeds in the long run.
I think if you decide to have, you know, a long-term partnership, you have to learn to be friends first and learn to trust each other first, and then you can move on from there, because I feel like if you can't learn how to do that, then throughout the whole process, you're only hurting each other and you're hurting yourselves, and I think that that's kind of something that you don't want, and you know, especially with dancing, because it's in our lives, we don't want it to, you know, affect our lives in the wrong way. And we want to take advantage of it and use it to, like you said, have a voice in the world and use that and, you know, spread out a message that really matters and that can change other people's lives.
With Wrong Words, because that was the piece that kind of like really sparked it all. David Javier is a fantastic, fantastic cameraman, too. I mean, and obviously you're directing. When did you know this piece was going to be magical? Did you know it during the process or when you finally set it free and put it on the internet?
Well, the funny thing is that every time we create, I always have like four different versions of the piece. And so we start with one piece and I look back at it now and I'm like, this is horrible. This is really bad. And I tell her too, I was like, why did I ever teach you this? And then I look into her last piece and, you know, I never really focus on, oh, is this going to blow up or is anything like that? I kind of focus more on, is this really worth putting out? Is this something that's going to...
Is it going to impact people?
Yeah, is it going to impact people? Because I think I can speak for the both of us. When it comes to like the numbers of the videos that we create, it's less about the amount of numbers that we receive and more about the lives we impact. Because I feel like that's kind of the main purpose of why we dance. And, you know, Wrong Words was just kind of life experience for us. Mm-hmm. And I knew that Casey had that similar situation too, and so I kind of asked her to be a part of it. So, you know, the way we portray this message, it would be authentic and genuine rather than, you know, making it just look like, oh, we're doing this video because we dance good. I think that it was just more of, I want to do this video because it means a lot to both of us, and I'm sure that if we explain it to other people, they would understand that too, and it can definitely affect their lives in a better way.
Yeah, that's a great message too, especially, it's amazing because I sit there and I see social media and it's so wonderful in so many ways, and the internet's incredible, and then other days, it is a mess, and it's hard, and I'm an adult, and I sometimes get, you know, people will throw, you know, take a shot at me, and I'm like, gosh, that really hurts, and I just have to process it, but it's harder when you're going through stuff, you know, you're a teenager, there's school, and there's work, and there's everything, you guys have a lot going on. How do you process all of that?
Honestly, for me at least, I think for Sean as well, we try not to let it affect us because we know what we're doing is something that we love. And I think like with dance, we like to use it to promote like good things in life and powerful messages that could reach someone who's in a hard time and like really touch their lives and even change their lives. And I think that's just the main thing with us is that as long as we know that that we're using our craft for something good, we try not to listen to like the hate comments or anything.
The noise. Are you reading through your comments?
I mean, sometimes.
When we have the time, we definitely do read the comments because I mean, hate or not hate, it's great motivation, you know, like either if it's great comments, you know, we sincerely appreciate that. And, you know, if it's a hate comment, we preferably use that as motivation to become better rather than allowing it to bring us down. Yeah. And I think that that's kind of how we always approach it. And by explaining how we approach it, we use, like you said, our craft to do good things about it and explain how we react to it and all that kind of stuff. So
I love that. That was a question from Elise, by the way. I just want to throw that out because she wanted to know how like you process all of the input from the fans. It's a lot of input, and some of it is positive, and then there's days where you're like,
A lot, but it's incredible.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good. I know. I was asking you earlier because I was like, I don't have notifications on my phone because I get enough interactivity from because I'm covering three different dance shows right now. Yeah. And I was like, there's no way you are leaving your notifications on your phone. You guys would never sleep. All night it'd be like, beep, beep. It's a lot of information to process. How did you guys make the decision to do World of Dance? Because season one was a mega success. There were some bumps in the roads, I think, for some of the dancers, and I'm sure you've heard some of them, you know, where their dances were cut in the middle and people were upset. They've improved upon this tremendously for season two. But how did you know that World of Dance was going to be the right move?
I can answer that.
Okay.
Well, we had many people approach me and Casey individually to go into the competition. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think she said it too, but we just kept saying no. And for my reason, I just didn't want to, because I was on season one, and I was part of the getting cut out of the show.
You know. Yeah. You know what that experience
and
is
and
like.
And so I kind of didn't want to experience that again. I know it was a great experience because I got to do it with all my friends, and it was super fun. But how me and Casey both approached it was, it all started with this really, really, really awkward FaceTime call.
Just yeah.
I'm kidding.
2 hours long.
It was two.
With the two of you?
Yeah,
yes.
I just had this one, like, moment where I was just like, what would happen if I said yes? And then I just called her because I was just like, I wouldn't want to do it myself. You know, I would have mm-hmm. to have someone that, you know, I can trust. And so that's when I called her, and she was just like, yes. And I was just like, hey. And I was like, I have this crazy idea. What if we do a World of Dance? And then, you know, her mom was like, yes. And my mom was like, yes.
The mom's just cheering in the background.
Exactly.
Waving flags.
And then all you hear is just me and Casey, like, with their phones facing the ceiling, just with no talking for, like, at least an hour. Just like,
it was a lot to process.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot to process, especially for her, because I asked her. And then so I was like, I was just like, okay, so what do you think? And she's like, she's the worst decision maker too. Like, she can't make a decision. It's like,
I can't.
Quesadilla, hot dog. She's like, I don't know. I don't care.
Give me both.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what changed your mind? What was finally the thing that just said, I'm supposed to do this?
I think it was after when we did Wrong Words too. I think it was just how well we worked together. And I was like, I want to see where this goes. I want to see what we can create. So when I said yes, like, I was obviously, like, nervous because I didn't know how I was going to go. But I was, like, kind of excited to start something new and, like, really be able to
push ourselves.
Yeah, push ourselves beyond the limits.
Yeah, I mean, when I hung up, I kind of threw up. I just, like, I hung up and I was like, I was like, oh, my God.
I just made a big life decision.
Yeah, I was like, this is huge. And this is, like, before I left the country, too. So, like, the moment I called her and I left the country, I, like, didn't do anything but think about World of Dance. Like, I was on the plane. I was like, okay, what are we going to do? What song?
How are we going to choreograph?
Like, yeah, I was like, who's going to do this? And it was just a mess.
Yeah, and you can't just have one dance. You have to be prepared for other rounds and things like that, in case. And, you know, even if it's not complete just yet, you have to have the idea in your head, don't you?
Well, what's funny about us is that we didn't prepare. We didn't prepare at all.
So you wing it. I love it.
No, because we don't like to put our hopes up and thinking like, okay, we're going to get through these rounds. We're going to, you know, for us, it's more just like we looked at this as an opportunity to push ourselves into another level that we haven't experienced it as dancers and as artists. And so, you know, as we were going through the first round, then we were like, oh, shoot, we made it. Oh, whoa, what? Wow. And then we got, you know, and then now we have to just, like, we figure it out the moment we finish the next round. That's kind of how it works. Like, we just, like,
round by round.
Yeah.
Just take the what is ahead of you.
Yeah.
So how did you prepare? I watched the behind the scenes. It was kind of interesting watching your
change.
Qualifiers
oh, yeah.
and
oh,
how
my
it changed.
God. Yeah.
And especially adding those blindfolds and going, this is what's going to take
right.
it to the
yeah.
next level. Was this a middle of the night, like you're about to fall asleep and you're like, blindfolds, that's what I mean.
Yes, I woke up at 4 a.m. I was like, blindfolds.
I do that, honestly. Right before I fall asleep, I'm like, I actually have to keep paper by my bed because I have to
too.
Write ideas. And then I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what was my idea?
I wake up and I'm like, in the morning, I'm just like, oh, wait, I got something. And I just like grab my phone and type it out, yeah. But no, it was kind of a group effort, or duet effort. It was like, you know,
I think like we kind of like bounced the idea off like in the beginning of it. We're like, what if we do blindfolds? But then we were kind of scared about doing it because it was a risky move because you cannot see anything with those things.
And it was just the first round too.
Yeah, so like the week of when we were preparing it, we're like, you know what, let's do it.
Yeah,
you know.
it just felt like it was missing something, you know. We kept doing the dance and we're like, it's a great piece, but It needs something to elevate that kind of story.
Make it special.
Yeah, exactly. So
That stage, I've got to imagine, is a little bit of a challenge blindfold because, you know, you've got the stage in the round. You've got mm-hmm. all of the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What was the scariest element of that?
I think for me, it was definitely like the partnering parts, because you don't know if you're gonna hit somebody. Because like when we were in rehearsals, there was this one part where my arm like swings and like he's supposed to duck.
But we can't see each other doing that.
But I like swing, and I swing it so hard, and it just like
she hurt her hand,
hurt
and I hurt
my wrist
head.
So
yeah.
bad.
You just bladed him.
Yeah. it was like a lot of trial and error, and I think that was just like the scariest part about it, is like making sure our spatial awareness is right and making sure we don't fall off the stage into the audience, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But Derek have yelled out, "You're too close."
Yeah, exactly.
Over.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
J-Lo would be like, "Ah!"
Yeah, exactly.
But it came off flawlessly. That was, I mean, it looked pretty good for me on my end of the screen.
Thank you.
When you heard the judges' comments, what was going through your head in that moment?
I don't even know. I mean,
totally blanked out, right?
Shock.
It was complete shock. I was just like, okay, I mean, just like the fact that we got J-Lo to go into tears, like, I think that was a complete shock. Because, like, we were trying to, you know, like I said, our purpose in the competition was to use, you know, World of Dance as that platform to, you know, really showcase our strength in storytelling and kind of just, you know, inspiring others. But we weren't expecting the judges to react like that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, we really weren't. And, you know, the fact that, like, it just made it feel like everything that we worked and everything that we did throughout the process, all the pain and all the trial and error, it was worth it. And I think that was just like the greatest feeling ever. Yeah,
that is a really good feeling. And it's interesting too, now that we've been watching, you know, we're at 7 weeks, we're almost at 8 weeks with the qualifiers with tonight's show. But I thought last season Neo was the tough judge, but I feel like J-Lo has been really tough. So it's great that you were able to move her with your piece. Yeah. Because they are sitting there and they're watching, so it's the qualifying round, they are watching a ton of content in front of them.
Yes. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I thought that this year the judges were even harder than the first season. Because they've already experienced like Jabberwockies, Ian Eastwood, like everyone, you know, and I feel like this year they know where what they're seeing. And so it was definitely hard to set that first impression with them, you know, getting surprised or being, you know, interested in what the dancers are doing. It was definitely like a challenge for sure.
So you make it through to the duels. Mm-hmm. And the only thing we can obviously talk about, because we can't talk about what happened in the duels or who you battled.
Uh-oh.
Elizabeth is here to monitor all of us, too. She's going to stop the interview if we slip out. I joke with her all the time. But no, we're adhering to all the rules here because we want the fans, of course, to understand all of that. But I think what's super important is your process, because you get off stage, you've had this great moment, and you go, well, now we have to go back to the studio.
Yeah.
How do you go back to at least prepare?
Mm. Well, for the duels, I think right as we got off stage from qualifier round, we were just like, okay, so this is happening. Yeah. We're like, so
we've got another week.
What are we supposed to do?
It was like after blindfolds, what else are we supposed to do? Yeah, it was definitely crazy.
But I think our goal for the duels is just to surprise people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just like keep them on their toes, being like, what are we going to do next? Like, how are we going to be different?
Expect the unexpected.
How are we going to stand out? Yeah, I think that was kind of our main goal, is just to, you know, portray something that they wouldn't, like she said, they wouldn't expect. Because I think that that's kind of a necessity. Well, I can't even say it.
Necessity?
Necessity.
You got it.
Necessity. for a competition like World of Dance. You know, I think that that's something that you really need to think about in a competition like that.
Did you feel like there was a little bit more pressure on you after you delivered in the qualifiers?
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we did really well.
It was that switch off where we're like, yes. Oh, snap. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And on top of it, you guys have to do school. We were talking about this. Yeah. There are child labor laws here in California, and there's a balance there, too. Yeah. So, you know, they're telling you have to rehearse, you have to be on stage. Oh, by the way, you have to get in a couple hours here.
Yeah.
That's not easy either.
Yeah, there were some days like where we would do like school for an hour, and then we would go to rehearsal, and then right after go back to school, but then, oh wait, we have to be over here. So it was just like, it was a lot going on within that week. So like we were like stressed out so much, but at the end of it all, like after the qualifiers, we're like, Whew, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
I could barely grab a pretzel in the catering section. We were going back and forth. I was like, oh,
I'll
no.
take that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, the snack table is always good.
Oh, yeah.
Always
for
good
sure,
on set.
For sure.
You know what I think really interesting is that you have had a lot of really significant choreographers really be champions of both of you. You know, Trisha Miranda to Sandra Chavez, who, by the way, was my very first guest on when we started this show.
Really?
Oh, really?
And I think she's incredible.
Nice.
I should say Emmy Award-winning choreographer, by the
yes.
way.
Yes.
Yes, by the way. Of course, Wildebeest. Like, there's some really incredible people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, because I just watched that incredible piece that Tassandra choreographed for you guys. Talk about what it's been like working with Tassandra over the years.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
I mean, I was saying before, too, I mean, we just, you know, finished rehearsing with her the other day, and I could barely feel my shoulder, and I could barely feel my hip. I think my ankles are broken.
She's testing you.
But the funny thing is that I'm not kidding. So, I'm in so much pain, but it's like good pain, because it shows, it kind of shows me how hard I've, you need to work in order to work with Tassandra. And, you know, working with her, it's so great, because I think that she really pushes us into another level that only she can really reach, in a way where, you know, she's like, can you do this? You know, I don't care. You just do it, you
just
know?
Just do it.
And
do it.
She it's really great, because she, for us, I feel like she trusts us into portraying her work. And so whenever we're in the studio with her and we're creating with her, it's, for me, I'm always like, oh, I love this. I can do this forever, you know, because it's great. It's great doing it with Casey, and it's great learning from Tassandra, and, you know, I think it's amazing. Yeah.
I just want to throw out there that Casey said she is not sore after rehearsing with Tassandra, so.
Well, that's not fair, because she has no bones.
Well,
she has no bones.
I usually get sore like 2 days afterwards, so it takes my
so
body
it's coming.
Like a second.
So
yeah,
I'm
going to
get a text tomorrow and be like, oh my God.
Right, yeah.
I can't feel anything. I'm like, yes. Yeah.
But Casey, you have no bones, none. Are you like hyperextended everywhere?
No, actually, I'm not hyperextended.
I'm hyperextended.
I'm hyperextended.
Yay!
My elbow.
I'm straight.
That's all I've
got. Really.
It's just mainly like my back and my legs.
Okay. I just have the elbows, which are doing me no good.
I just love how we all have no bones. That's
no
great.
Bones.
That's great.
Whatsoever. Fantastic. What has Tassandra meant to you?
Oh, yeah. Working with Tassandra has definitely been life-changing. I think...
That's a great word.
Thank you. like when we were rehearsing for the video that just came out, it was just crazy to like see how different like she works too, and we were able to like reach like different levels in our dancing, and we're like, whoa, like I didn't know we could do that, and especially like on a partnering level too, because before World of Dance, we never really did like partnering work.
I think the closest thing we got to a partner was like a high five.
Yeah. So like we never did lifts, we never did any of that. We barely even touched each other. But
like I said,
especially
high five.
Like, especially working with Tassandra though, she really helped us like step out of the box and really help us reach a new maturity within our dancing as well. And I'm just so happy that I got to do it with Sean too, because we were able to grow as a duet as well.
Yeah,
it probably gives you more ideas of what you guys are capable of.
Yeah.
If she's pushing you, you're thinking, well, I never thought we'd go in this direction as a duo and things like that. Yeah, Tassandra. And what I like about Tassandra is that she's so kind and sweet.
Yes.
But she also means business.
Right.
Oh,
straight
yes.
shooter.
Oh, for sure. Oh, it's so funny because, you know, when you know, I'm rehearsing with Casey, at the studio, we're just like rehearsing, and we're not even breaking a sweat. And then the moment she walks into the room, we're not even moving, and we're just sweating. We're like dripping, and we're like, "Oh, hey, Tassandra, how are you?" It's so funny. But like she said before, it's kind of crazy to see how much we've grown from, you know, learning from Tassandra as a duet and as dancers and you know, together. It's crazy because, like she said, like before we barely even partnered, and then now to see how far we've gone and how far we've grown, it's really crazy to see the growth, and it's I think it's pretty incredible.
In a very short amount of time, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, your first video together was, what, 2017?
Yeah. Or 16.
16? 16. Okay,
but
so.
You're always right. What is it?
I think it's 17.
17. Okay.
Yeah,
17.
So I'm like,
maybe.
My research correct.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're only halfway through 2018. Think about that.
It's crazy.
And you're like, hi, we're on a national show.
Yeah, but like I said before in the beginning, too, it's like, if if you find the right person that, you know, that to dance with or even to just trust, it naturally happens rather than trying to figure out this long amount of time and just being like, okay, this isn't going to work out, but we're going to keep trying. Like, it, I think, like, for us, that doesn't necessarily happen. It's just more like, okay, let's just give it a shot. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And if it does, then let's go for it, you know? Yep. But I think that, and it happens for both of us. It's not like, okay, you can't do this, but I can't, so let's still do it. It's more like, if you can't do it, then we're not doing it at all. You know, it's kind of just right. more that finding that balance between each other and knowing that without even telling each other.
How about Wildebeest? Because I was like, I feel like he's also been very significant in both of your careers.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
and so many young dancers in this town,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, of course.
I love listening to him and his philosophies and what he really believes. Honestly, he's really, he's a great, he gives you a lot of great life advice. I was on a panel with him about a month ago, and I was like, wow, I need to listen to
this. Yeah. He's great. He's been like my big brother since I was very little in L.A., and he means a lot to me.
She makes you speechless.
Yeah, he does. He does, because we've gone through so much stuff together. I mean, for both of us, you know, he's been there for us a lot. Him and Janelle, I mean, they've both been like these dance parents, you know. It's right. it's really great, and they carry so much knowledge within themselves, and they always share it to the industry, and they always share it to others, which is really great. And I think that it's something that, you know, we really appreciate and that we really take in, because it really helps us in the future and also in the present. And it's really affecting how we decide to do what we do now in the dance industry.
Well, and also they're a duo themselves. They're a power duo here in the dance industry too. And, you know, they choreograph together and everything else. And I think that it's a great partnership for you guys to look up to.
yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I have to ask about Trisha Miranda, because she did all your little solos when you were young.
Yeah.
How did you get hooked up with Trisha?
Well, I used to, like, be at a studio that my mom owned, and one of our teachers there was like, you have to take Trisha's classes. And this is back when Trisha never taught kids, and, like, she never, like, had kids in her classes. Like, it was very rare that she would let kids be in her classes. So one of my teachers was like, you have to take her, and he kept on talking to Trisha, and it's like, you have to look at this little girl, like, you have to. And then she's like, okay, fine, whatever. So, like, I go into her class and I completely fail, but then she's like, oh my god, like, I want to work with her. So that's kind of how, like, I met her. And then my mom asked her if she would do my very first hip-hop solo, because, like, I have never done, like, a hip-hop solo, like, once in my life. And she's like, okay, I guess. So so then Trisha did work. She choreographed that.
Straight off the bat.
And then it just...
Straight off the bat.
It just, like, blew up, and it was just crazy, because that was, like, the first time I've ever worked with her, first time she ever, like, choreographed a solo for a kid. And it was just, like, such a crazy moment for both of us in our lives. And now she's super close. Like, we're super close together, and we always, like, joke around and make sarcastic comments. But she's such a great mentor and such an inspiration to look up to.
I love that. And I'm sure she appreciates it. Thanks for the Katy Perry tweet. No, but it really is amazing, like, how many influential people in the dance industry have had a part in your young career so far. Because I sit there sometimes and I'm like, wait, they're 15 and 16. Like, there's so much ahead, too. That's the great thing. And to be choreographing, I mean, a lot of people don't get that mindset of, like, I want to be a choreographer, and they don't develop that muscle sometimes into their 20s or even later than that. Mm-hmm. You, Sean, like, how did you know that you're like, this is what I need to do? Because there's one other person that comes to mind when I think of, like, choreographing very young, and that's Ian Eastwood.
Yeah, well, I mean, choreographing is kind of just like an outlet for me to just give out anything that I know of. You know, it's something that I started choreographing because I wanted to do a piece for myself that, you know, that no other choreographer in my studio could do. I was just like, no one knows me better than me, you know? So I was like, all right, so I'm just going to do a hip hop solo. And now that I look at it, it was a huge mistake because it was horrible. But
it was great.
Oh my God, shut up. And it was like,
were you serious or were you sarcastic?
No, I was serious.
No, it was not great. It was horrible. It was like gold pants and like a tie or something.
Okay, well, the outfit. Okay, is the a outfit story.
Was, but the movement was good.
Yes.
And well, it's a start, it's a beginning.
Yeah, it was definitely a beginning for me. And I think that what was crazy was that I think Wrong Words was probably like one of the first duets that I actually created too. So it was like a whole new experience for me. And I think doing World of Dance definitely has at least changed my choreography mindset, because mm-hmm. I would have never expected to do what we did on the competition. And so choreographing has just been something that I, you know, whenever I'm listening to music, I kind of just naturally groove to, or I naturally just do things with it. And I'm like, okay, I can just find a time to actually sit down and choreograph to it and solidify what I want to do with this song. And I think that choreography has definitely given me this opportunity to do what I love to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I want to do for a long time. Yeah,
I love that. We had a great question from a fan too, and I just wanted to, Christina, who is one of your greatest fans. She's so great. She follows the show too. So, but she had a great question about you being a choreographer. Like, mm-hmm. what has been your biggest obstacle as a choreographer, and how did you overcome it?
Oof. Ooh. Obstacle. We're going to go to World of Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely World of Dance was a huge obstacle for me, because I went to the competition. I said no because I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it within a short time. I can't do it with under all this pressure. And so going into World of Dance, having to create a minute and 15 second piece, and to show all of what you can do within those, within that time, and doing it with another person, I kind of just freaked out. Because I went from looking at the very beginning of our piece, I was like, if we did what we did in the very beginning of creating this piece, we wouldn't even get through the first round. And so it was definitely a huge obstacle, you know, getting stuck, you know, especially choreographing. You always get stuck and you're always like, okay, I've done this before.
It's like writer's block.
Yeah, exactly. And so usually how I overcome it, and I've gotten this from so many mentors and so many choreographers, they always just tell me to stop. They're just like, you just need to stop and take a break. You know, you just need to get your mind off of it. And then once you kind of feel inspired again or feel motivated again, that's when you can come back inside. Because whenever you're stuck, you can't force yourself to keep going, because you're just going to hurt your mind and hurt yourself, you know. So mm-hmm. as long as you kind of just take a break from it and kind of just let your mind process what you just created or what you thought of, then, you know, you take a break from it, take a step back, and then let the energy just bring you back into the environment of creating and choreographing, and then that naturally will happen. Because you can, there's infinite ways to improve whatever you're creating. But, you know, it's more of the matter of how you feel about it and what feels good about it, so.
And that's important. I think as artists, too, when you get stuck, sometimes you're like, I've got to figure this out. And sometimes you're like, I am just chasing my tail on this, instead of just leaving the studio, grabbing a bite to eat, go to a movie, whatever whatever works for you, to get you back to that creative place. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Who, for both of you, who are the dancers and choreographers outside of the ones we've already talked about that really inspire you, people that you've looked up to your entire career, which I love saying at 15 and 16, your entire career?
I mean, that's kind of hard to answer, because we have so many teachers that carry a bit of knowledge that, you know, no one else has, you know. And I think that if it weren't for all of them, I don't think that we would be where we're at today, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not necessarily a specific amount of teachers that have taught us that, you know, that we look up to. We look up to every single person that has taken their time to really, you know, come up to us and teach us, you know, that has really taken their time to really just share their knowledge of what they know and what they can give, you know. And I think that that's something that we really appreciate every single moment of our lives. And I think that, you know, if anybody who has taken the time to teach us is watching this, we appreciate you 100%, because it, like I said before, each teacher carries something that no other teacher has, you know. And I think that the fact that they're using their time, I mean, I keep repeating this, but they're using their time to really teach us. And I think that that's something that's super important and something that we can't always give back, because it's great.
Well, teaching is a gift, and not everyone can teach. Yeah. I don't think I'm a great teacher. When I was dancing, I was like, I can't teach. Like, I don't have the patience for it or anything else like that. But I do like sharing my knowledge with other people. Yeah, so I teach in different ways and that type of thing. And I think, so you take, you know, one teacher might offer you wisdom, another offers you technique.
Exactly.
It is. It comes in many different shapes and sizes.
So it's always hard to like narrow it down to like specific teachers.
Right.
Every person that has taught us means a lot to us.
Well, Casey, I have to ask, because I saw this cute little clip where you were like, I hope to dance on So You Think with Twitch. Is that still a dream?
I mean, it's definitely, like, still a dream. Like, I think it's for every dancer to be on So You Think You Can Dance. But it's funny because, like, although I'm not old enough to be on the show, I still got the chance to, like, work with Twitch a couple of times. And it's been great. I mean, he's awesome, and I've always looked up to him. And, like, I did... for Ellen's birthday last year, he asked if I would, like, do, like, a performance with him on Ellen with a couple other people, and it was just, like, so much fun, and it's crazy, like, to know, like, when I was 8 years old, being like, oh my god, like, I want to dance with him, to, like, it actually happening, and I'm only 15. Like,
I know,
crazy.
And Twitch is the nicest.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He is the nicest
alive,
human being ever.
As is his wife, Allison Holker.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I'm going to be with them on National Dance Day on Saturday at the Segerstrom Center, and
yes.
I'm super excited, because they are, I think that they are some of the greatest ambassadors for dance.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Not only talented, but giving and kind.
Yeah.
And
they're
walk the walk.
Role models, yeah.
And talk the talk, yeah.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. They're incredible.
I'm every time, anytime I can praise them, I do, because I just think it's really, they deserve all the accolades that come their way.
For sure.
Yeah, but I just thought that was really cute. I was like, oh, man, So You Think. I know you both have, I mean, you would have, what, 3 years, and you'd have 2 years if you ever wanted to do So You Think.
Mm-hmm.
After doing World of Dance, would you do another dance competition show?
Ugh.
I know, it's a lot. Wow. It's a lot to wrap your brain around. And then also, you're an individual on So You Think.
Yeah. That would take a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would definitely take a lot of thinking, because I wouldn't know where I'm going in 2 years. You know, I feel like I can't really decide what I'm going to be doing even next year, maybe even tomorrow, you know? So everything, I think especially for a dancer, everything is so last minute.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to go with the flow and kind of have to see what happens, especially because we can't drive too. We have to let our parents know, you know?
Or your older brother.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which you're dragging him everywhere this summer.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's definitely something to think about, and I feel like it never hurts to try. But I think that would require some time. Yeah.
It does. I think, you know, especially just last night, you know, they were picking down to the top five women and everything. And
yeah,
it's
crazy.
You realize, like, you put your heart and soul in, and depending on what happens that day, especially after I watched last night's episode, I'm like, some people were like a shoo-in, and then they just had one bad dance day.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then they weren't the shoo-in. And I was like, oh, because we all have bad days at work. We all have bad days at the studio.
Sure.
It's called being human.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh. But so it's kind of heartbreaking to watch. And you put a lot of effort forward for a show like that.
Of course.
Yeah, it's incredible. Do you guys have any sort of short-term or long-term goals together? I mean, I know you don't know what you're going to do tomorrow and things like that, but I think that obviously this is a partnership that is working.
Yeah.
And outside of World of Dance, we can't talk about that, but outside of the show, you know, are you guys considering, like, doing more performances together, more? Are you going to do more concept videos?
Well, we haven't really talked about that kind of thing as much, you know, outside of World of Dance, because it's still happening.
Right.
So we haven't really had the time to really talk about that. But, I mean, as of right now, I've been trying to figure out a way to create this some sort of project involving the both of us. Mm-hmm. Still don't know what it is yet. It's non-existent.
We've gone through, like, five different versions of it.
Yeah, I've been working on it for, like, the past couple of months, and I don't even know what it's called. But it's definitely something that, you know, if there's any possible way that I can involve Casey into the things that I do, I think that would be great, just because I feel like that kind of elevates whatever I think about dances, like what I think of dance. See, okay, this is where you help me stop talking, because I don't know where I'm going.
Casey,
with this.
I guess you're supposed to jump in at this point. This is where the partnership.
This is where you help me
this
out.
This is the lead and
I
the follow.
My sentence.
But your turn. I guess it's your turn to lead, is what he's saying.
Oh well, yeah, I think for sure within the future, we're definitely going to work more and continue to grow as partners and extend beyond our limits and see what we are truly capable of.
Yeah.
And like, we want to do, like, more videos together and really just keep on putting out content that's meaningful instead of just, like, oh, like, a great dance, just, like, something that has a great message to it as well.
And not getting caught up in, because we all do at times, we're human, but getting caught up in social media likes and, like, getting that approval and things like that. I think keeping up with the fact that what you're doing is authentic and organic.
Yeah, of course.
Is true to who you guys are as people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think, I mean, with all the expectations that are happening in social media and everything like that, it does put a lot of pressure on us. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when we kind of just stop and think about what we're doing, and we're just realizing that we're doing this because we love it, and we're doing it because we believe that it's the right thing to do, and, you know, we're using our craft to really inspire others and impact others' lives, I think that that's something that really calms us down and just keeps us going. And I feel like that's something that's really important to think about.
I love that. Casey, we had a great question for you.
Okay.
And, you know, this is kind of interesting because it's, like, been a hot topic in the dance industry. Anna wanted to know when we're going to see you teach a filmed class. And I was like, we get into so many discussions about do you tape a class? Do you not tape a class? What's happening, Casey? Give us a scoop.
Okay.
She's a great choreographer.
No. So, like, recently I have, like, started getting into, like, choreography and teaching. But for me, I feel like... everyone has a different path. For me, my path, I feel like, is taking it slow. And instead of getting caught up in the social media world and filming a class and posting it and getting these views, like, I really want to focus on who I am and find who I am as a person before I put out anything. Because I don't want to just put out stuff for, like, content. I want to make sure whatever I put out is the rawest version of myself. And I'm not very, like, comfortable with putting out something if I'm not, like, extremely proud of it. So, like, I don't know when it's going to be. I'm still, like, very young and still learning from so many people. And I'm thankful for this journey that I'm on. And we'll see where it takes me.
So you're finding your voice.
Yes.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because I'll tell you, a lot of adults never find their voice. Yeah. You guys are doing it at such a young age, which is so impressive. I'm like, I'm going to go home and write new goals. Elizabeth, are you writing new goals as we speak? Yes, she's writing them on her phone. I'm writing my notebook right here. Now, you guys are very, you know, and I mean this as an incredible compliment, because you guys are very impressive. You're very mature. You've got your heads on straight. You've got great family members that are here with you.
Thank you.
What does their support mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. I mean, if it weren't for them, we wouldn't even be alive. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we love to do. I mean, their support means everything to us. Yeah, and the world.
Yeah, if it wasn't for our families and how they support us, I think we definitely wouldn't be where we are today, especially here. I mean, we don't drive, so we wouldn't even be here right now. But
yeah.
Definitely, like, my mom, she takes me everywhere 24/7, and she does everything mm-hmm. for me, like, with, like, social media and, like... being able to take me to dance classes and really improve my training and helping me also, like, tap into my acting goal as well. And it's just, I'm incredibly thankful for all of my family's support, and they've definitely impacted my life and have made me the person I am today.
Okay, so you just said acting. dance movie? Dance movie on your horizon? Come on.
I mean, hopefully. Acting's definitely one of my passions, and I'm, like, getting more into it now. And hopefully something will happen.
I always think dance movies are a great, like, entrance for dancers, because you get a little bit of both. You get both sides. And then you can, you know, if you get something outside of dance, that's amazing. But I'm like, there's so many great dance films out there. And, you know, they just keep on coming up and coming up. So I'm throwing it out there, you guys. Casey Rice is available to be cast in your next dance film. All right, everyone on Twitter and Instagram, throw that out there.
Oh,
so all of the directors and choreographers that are working on films, hear it. Because we know that your army is incredible.
Right.
Well, you guys, this really was an incredible hour. I just think that you guys are just hitting all the right notes, and you've got your heads on straight.
Thank you.
And I think I'm impressed. So,
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to watching your World of Dance journey continue into the duels.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
So if anyone's not following Sean and Casey, which at this point I think is totally impossible, but Casey, first tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
Like our users or
your account, like at Casey Rice Official.
All right, well, let me get this. So my Instagram is Casey Rice Official, and same as my Facebook, and then my Twitter is Casey Rice, and then my YouTube, check out videos every Wednesday, is Casey Rice Official Channel.
I love it. Sean, how about you?
Oh,
at Sean Liu.
Thanks for knowing that. pretty easy.
Straight across the board?
Yep.
No, not on Twitter.
No, on Twitter it's 1125. 1125 is my birthday.
I was going to say, is it your birthday?
Yeah. Sean 1125. I mean, it's no secret.
Fellow Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Facebook is my name. And then YouTube is...
Sean Liu. S-E-A-N-L-E-W.
Sarah Suri Sean. That's my siblings and my... That's... I don't know. It's my name, but yeah, you can. Yeah, it's my name. Everything's my name. So,
are you Sean Liu? I've seen a million videos. I'm Sean Liu.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I am Sean Liu.
Oh, I'm Sean Liu.
We're all Sean Liu.
Oh.
Yeah, we're all supposed to be like, and I'm Sean Liu.
Right.
You're watching
Sean Liu
on the To the Point show. On the Sean Liu show.
Whoa.
Oh. What about Sean Liu Approved?
Oh.
Yeah.
Check out Sean Liu Approved on KC Network. It's a
fake joke. TV show.
It's an inside joke. No one's gonna get it.
They're all gonna steal my job before long. It's fantastic.
Just imagine we're interviewing you now.
Okay,
welcome
fantastic.
To the Popcorn Talk.
Yes, thank you so much. To the point.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yes.
How are you today?
What questions do you have for me? All right, you guys. This was an incredible hour. Wishing you the best of luck in World of Dance.
Thank you so much.
Come back, okay?
Yes.
When you guys have more news, dance concept videos to share, bring them right here with us to the point.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us this week here at Popcorn Talk in association with Dance Network. For all of your dance news, check out dancenetwork.tv. Next week, we will have Marinda Davis in here talking all about her incredible journey. We'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.